This podcast is on the poem called Away, which was written by the poet Vaughan O'Rourke. If possible, it would be a good idea once again to read through the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook before listening to the podcast. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. The poem is about a woman who, working thousands of miles away from home in a time zone that is 5 hours behind, regularly Skypes her children to check that they are okay. The parent wonders what might happen if there was one crossed wire and she lost the live connection with her children. The next heading is theme. The poem is concerned with family relationships that can be tested during long periods of separation. The speaker at first seems relieved that through Skype she has at her fingertips the technology to maintain live contact with her children, even though they are thousands of miles away and 5 hours ahead in terms of time. Using Skype, she can still carry out certain duties that she has as a mother. Check that the children are wearing their uniforms correctly. Remind them about music practice. Ask them about their homework. Advise them to spend less time on social media and so on. The speaker imagines what might happen if the online connection that connects them, almost like a thin thread, was disrupted or broken and sent the speaker into the 15th century. How might that change their relationship? The idea of their relationship breaking down is suggested by the lines, speaking vintage words into spindrift. That is, they may be no longer able to understand each other and their words just disappear into the air, almost like foam being blown from the crest of a wave. Another possibility is then considered by the poet. What if a technical problem transported her into the future, light years off? The speaker dreads the thought of Skyping her children and no one answers. She imagines the only way she could then check on them would be through Google Earth. It is an interesting way to explore the theme of relationships and the importance of communication to sustain them. However, O'Rourke also points to the limitations of technology compared to real physical contact when she mentions having to touch her children's silky faces on my screen. For quote 3, look over the poem once again and find 3 quotations to show an idea or image or feature of the writer's style that you think is interesting. Write the quotes into your worksheet and then add 1 concise reason for your choice of each quotation. The fourth heading on your worksheet is imagery. The poet opens the poem with an image of the efficiency and the wonder of technology. It enables her to connect with her children who are 3,000 miles away and in a different time zone. At this point, technology really does seem to be a marvel. However, the image of a computer that has malfunctioned owing to some technical glitch is seen to cause all sorts of potential problems. She imagines that if she was sent into the past or the future as a result of a computer glitch, she would lose that vital connection with her children. The image of the spindrift from the waves is certainly an original one. An image we're more familiar with now is Google Earth and the ability to zoom in on landscape features more or less anywhere in the world. So while the imagery does suggest the power of technology, it also reinforces the idea of the power of presence, of being in the same place, face to face with our friends and family. The fifth heading is language. There is a kind of domestic feel to much of the language in the opening stanzas. Words such as babysit, breakfast, lunch, dinner, nag, and argue, these are all words we would expect to hear in a family or homely setting. The poet uses anaphora, which is repetition at the beginning of lines, to emphasize the separation of herself and her children. She writes, "I babysit, I straighten," and later the first person pronoun is used in "I Skype" and "I Google Earth." There is no mention of the plural pronoun "we" at all in the poem. Then there is the familiar modern language linked with technology and communication, such as words like Skype, Google Earth, webcam, and the television program Friends. There are also several words which suggest being unable to connect or communicate, such as one crossed cyberwire, obsolete, and no one answers. Finally, there's also language from a medieval period. For example, the poets imagined a webcam image as a Botticelli blue, which would be ruffed and pearled. We move on now to form. The poem is written in tercets, which are stanzas of three lines. There are 11 tercets in total. Note how the poet makes frequent use of enjambment in the poem, often between stanzas. For example, for my background to be rescinded. Or again, my webcam image roughed and pearled. This technique seems to emphasise the idea of connection, of technology jumping across time and space to make a connection. There is no formal rhyme scheme in the poem. Each of the lines are quite short, suggesting perhaps the underlying tension in much of the poem. The poem's theme is developed around two questions posed by the speaker in the poem. What would it take if? And, or failing that? The seventh heading in your worksheet is sound, and there is little evidence of rhyme in this poem. It leaves the poem feeling slightly sterile, and perhaps this is the effect the poet wants to create. Grok may be suggesting that the Skyped experience is somewhat cold, clinical, distant, even sterile. You may recall in 2020 and 2021, if you attended online classes during the COVID-19 pandemic, that those classes were not the same as the face-to-face in-school experience. The absence of rhyme in the poem, therefore, may be a deliberate technique to capture something of the unease which many of us felt with online communication. It suggests the speaker is not completely happy with having to parent her children using technology. Perhaps she would rather have a face-to-face experience. The eighth heading is tone and mood. And remember, the tone of a poem emerges from the speaker's attitude towards the subject of the poem. The tone in this poem varies between one of contentment, when the speaker feels she is effectively monitoring her children's behaviour and routine. However, the tone changes later in the poem when the speaker feels the anxiety of being so distant from her children. Her concerns about losing the online connection with her children represent how unsettled she is as a parent, that the relationship with her children may suffer because of her physical absence from the home. You can read some more ideas about tone in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The final heading is personal response. Did you find any idea in this poem interesting? Are there any lines which you thought were imaginative or well written? What overall impression did you get of the speaker from studying the poem? Do you think the poem could be interpreted as a parent's anxiety of their children becoming more distant from them as they grow older? Would you like to see this poem included in an anthology of poetry for teenage readers?